This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Some welcome news for drivers across the country. Gas prices are falling. The average price for a gallon of regular gas nationwide is now $3.73. That's according to AAA. It's a drop of nearly 20 cents in 1 month. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, industry analysts expect gas prices to keep falling.
You can get in a lot of trouble trying to predict commodity prices. Phil Flynn is a market analyst at PFG Best Trading in Chicago. He says there is one thing you can predict.
You know, I always kind of kid around that the first sign of spring in this country is when politicians start complaining about high gasoline prices.
It's as simple as this. The emperor has no clothes.
House Speaker John Boehner in the early spring.
And they can't talk about the record on gas prices. Because gas prices have more than doubled on the president's watch.
Not to be outdone, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi also in spring.
Immediately, we have to stop the Wall Street speculation, which is cornering the market on oil and adding, experts say, almost 20%, 17, 18, 20% to the price at the pump.
Phil Flynn, the analyst, says it wasn't speculating or a lack of supply that drove up prices in the first place. He says it was a fear of military action against Iran and the Iranian embargo, as well as countries around the globe hoarding oil.
But now, because of a reduced risk of a conflict with Iran and the fact that OPEC has really replaced Iranian oil barrel for barrel, and countries across the globe have beefed up their supplies, we're now seeing the price of oil fall pretty dramatically, and that's dragging gasoline prices in many parts of the country down with it.
While gas prices have fallen from their high of $3.93, they haven't fallen that much. We're only down to $3.73. Analysts say the price is still well within the range that causes people to change their habits, like Jim Caesar of Athens, Ohio.
Actually, I drive to Coolville right now to get gas when I go camping on the weekends because it's a lot cheaper there.
Now, that's about a half-hour drive, nearly two dozen miles to get cheaper gas. But Caesar says every little bit counts.
When the price goes up, I drive less, obviously, because the fuel costs more. Fuel reflects on everything, your groceries, your utilities, anything you do that's related to oil is a factor in that.
Robin West is with PFG Energy. He says the price of gas will remain a factor.
First thing, the price of gas has come down, but it's still pretty high. What our analysis shows is that when gasoline is above $3.50 a gallon, it starts affecting people's behavior.
West says there's a lag time before people's habits catch up with the reality of the pump.
Driving patterns change, and one of the key indicators to watch when gasoline prices start going up, people's disposable income changes. One of the areas, for example, is the restaurant business gets hit very quickly because that's a clearly disposable item.
Also, drivers are still flocking towards fuel-efficient cars. Meanwhile, Phil Flynn says normally, we'd see gas prices go up for summertime, but this year, things are different.
The U.S. production of oil is at the highest level it's been, probably since the 1960s, and that's going to give us lower gasoline prices, hopefully, in the future.
And remember the politicians we heard at the beginning of the story? Flynn says both parties usually get quiet about gas come fall, even with an election looming. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.